Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: my husband is such a dummy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 20 years, and it's been the longest 20 years ever. Neither of us has been perfect in the marriage, but I got myself together, and I was hoping that my dumb ASS husband did too.
Dumbass.
Uh-huh. But it seems like there are far too many ways for him to do his dirty deeds now. About 3 months ago, he sent me a text that was intended for someone else. He wanted to meet up after work. I busted him, and he lied and said that the text was for me, and he was trying something new to keep our marriage interesting. I knew he was lying, so I started paying close attention to his daily call logs on the cell phone bill. He was dialing all kinds of numbers that I had never seen before. I didn't ask him about it because I needed more proof. Then by looking at his phone, I noticed that he downloaded a new app that allows him to talk and video chat with people without it showing up on the cell phone bill. Then I realized he was on social media, liking pictures of half-dressed women, commenting on how nice and fine they are, and sending these women direct messages. He was DMing them. when I confronted him with everything, he swore that it's all innocent fun and he's not trying to be sneaky. He said he never had planned to meet up with any of those women. I pay the cell phone bills, so I told him that I'm going to have his cell phone deactivated and he will not have access to any apps or social media. He almost lost it when I said that, which confirms my suspicions.
If I read that line again, Shirley.
Okay. She pays the cell phone bills, okay? So she told him that she's going to have his phone deactivated and he will not have access to any apps or social media. He almost lost it when I said that, which confirms my suspicions. If my gut feelings are right and he's cheating again, I'm out of here. Do you think I'm just tripping or blowing this out of proportion? Please help. Well, you definitely have a few things that are definitely cause for concern here, and really more than that. First, the text you mentioned in the letter that he sent to you by mistake. You knew it was intended for someone else. You knew he was lying. He tried to cover it up, saying that, you know, he wanted to try something new in the marriage. You knew that was a lie. Also, the new app he has where he can video chat and like pictures and DM people, that's another clue. And, of course, your gut feeling. You know what they say, always trust your gut, right? Well, after 20 years, you know your man. You know his habits. You know how he moves. So you know when he's telling the truth, and you know when he's lying. All through this letter, he has done nothing but lie, and you've caught him. So you ask us, are you tripping, and are you blowing things out of proportion? You know, I say trust yourself, trust your instincts. No, I don't think you're blowing things out of proportion. I don't think you're tripping at all. I think your husband is tripping. I think he's tripping. He's the one that's out of control here with all of this. You say if your gut feelings are right and you find out he's cheating again, you're out of there. So it looks like, you know, you better start packing your bags. You don't have any concrete proof now, but it looks like it might be coming. So get ready. Steve?
Wow. I don't know what to tell you. You've been married for 20 years. You've said it's been the longest 20 years ever. I mean, damn.
Yes.
Neither one of y'all been perfect in the marriage. That means you done tripped and he done tripped. But then you say you got yours together, and then you was hoping he did. But now it's because of technology, it's just too many ways for him to be out there tripping. So he sent this text about 3 months ago that was intended for somebody else. Said, you know, to meet up for after work. Well, then you busted him. Now, here's what he did, though. After you busted him, you said that he said that was for you. He was trying to keep new things in that man. I sent that to you. I just told you that. I just act like I ain't know you. I knew he was lying.
Yes.
So then you start watching the call log on the cell phone bill. All kinds of numbers on there. You know, but now you snooping, so you didn't want to bust him right away. But you started looking at his phone that he had downloaded a new app that allows him to talk and video chat with people without it showing up on the cell phone bill. Now, that's curious to me. Mm-hmm. A video phone call is different on your cell phone bill.
Is it the WhatsApp?
I don't know.
WhatsApp. I think it's WhatsApp, Steve. She didn't WhatsApp say that, but it's probably WhatsApp.
Duo.
You mean it's...
Nephew, it seems like he has some insight on this. What was that?
I don't know a damn thing.
Okay,
y'all
then.
Okay. Letter, man. Let me go get
inside
me some tea.
Voice, outside voice. Crazy.
This boy is brilliant.
How long did you give it, Steve?
7 years.
Definitely not 20 years like the letter.
Oh, it's to be the longest.
Like she said.
Man. That allows him to talk and video chat with people without it showing up on the cell phone bill. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're talking about. That must be WhatsApp. Then I realized he was on social media, liking pictures of half-dressed women, commenting on how some fine they are, and sending these women DMs. Then when you confronted him, he swore that he was innocent. He ain't sneaky. He ain't playing on me with none of them women. I just said I wanted to.
How did he say it?
I just said I ain't gonna meet up with nobody. I just said I had wanted to. Girl, you tripping. You don't see me over there now, do you?
All right, hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response. Come on, Steve, with your response. The subject is, my husband is such a dummy. Yeah,
you married. Y'all been together 20 years. According to you, it's been the longest 20 ever. Technology done took over. He done found a lot of ways to cheat now. 3 months ago, he sent a text to you that was intended for somebody else. He wanted to meet up after the work. I busted him. He lied and said that the text was for me, and he was trying to, girl, that text for you.
I love it. What's his name?
Girl, tell me the dude's name in the letter. Terelius. Terelius, because he tells the women, I'm Terelius, they're Terelius.
Terelius.
So Terelius is dead serious. And he lied and said that text was for you. And you knew you was lying, so you started watching the call logs. He dialed all kind of numbers you'd never seen before. I didn't ask him about it because I needed some more proof. Then you looking at the phone, notice he downloaded a new app that allows him to talk and video chat with people without it showing up on the cell phone bill. That's WhatsApp, according to Shirley. Then I realized he was on social media liking pictures of half-dressed women, commenting on how nice and fine they are, and sending these women direct messages. Then when I confronted him, he swore that it was all innocent. He just not trying to be sneaky. Girl, I ain't had no plan on going out with none of these here women.
Come on, Terelius.
Because listen, we was just talking. We was just talking, and that's all it was.
He's from New York.
And then you come talking about that I was going to meet up with these women, and I wasn't.
And I wasn't.
You know. So then, you know, then you come talking about because you paid the cell phone bills that you was going to have my phone just deactivated. Now, why you tripping like that?
Wow.
And then you ain't got, no, I ain't going to have no access to any of these apps. Mm. I need these apps for my job.
Let's do the job in there.
That's good.
Okay.
Well, if he got a job, he should pay his own cell phone bill.
If my gut feelings are right and he's cheating again, I am out of here. Do you think I'm just tripping and blowing this out of proportion? Okay, let me ask you something.
What's her name?
This is Terelius and Jess Shamika.
Terelius and Shamika, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They call him STD.
What?
They call him STD. Shamika and Terelius doing the damn thing. If my gut feelings are right and he's cheating again, well, if your gut feelings is right, your gut telling you he's cheating again, I'm out of here. Do you think I'm just tripping and blowing this out of proportion? Look, if you're looking for a reason to stay with the man, then just go on and stay with him. You got 20 years in. You could use that one. People like to use I got 20 years in. Like, that's supposed to have value to it. If something had gone bad, then it was a season for it. You know, some relationships are just for seasons.
Yeah.
It's just you didn't blow that portion of your life. You look back on it, you got some good times out of them 20, even though it was the longest you ever had. you know, your husband a dummy. But if he dumb, what that make you though?
Ooh. Oh.
Because you staying with him. And your gut telling you what he doing. Wow, man, to really is just any questions about this letter? Because I'm technically.
Why his gut don't tell him to get his own damn phone in his own name? Why his gut don't tell him that?
No, because, you know, Tommy, when you're stupid, now, you all know this.
You know what, man?
Pop team, what? Y'all know this now.
Some of this stuff, I don't see what that question's for.
All right, go ahead, Steve.
Well, you know.
You can't even move on.
You know, when a man is at this level of ignorance, it compounds and manifests itself in a lot of ways.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you stupid, you ain't just stupid at that. Mm-hmm. That stupidity shows up in multiple areas of your life.
Hold on a minute, Steve. Now, Tommy, is this true? What Steve's saying?
Sure.
Come on, boy.
Shirley, you don't know.
I love you.
I expect it from Junior.
I love you.
I don't expect this from
you. That was a good question, though. Answer the question.
Now, see, the thing about Tommy, now, let me tell you something about Tommy. Tommy's ignorance is reserved for a prank phone call. Now, his anger management problem, that carries over. But he don't have to deal with his anger management in pranks. His stupidity is for pranks. Now, his anger management, that's other areas of life. And that's not really stupidity, that's anger management.
Okay, aren't we getting off subject, though? We're talking about stupidity.
Well, I don't know how we could be. Didn't I say Tommy twice?
Y'all just as ignorant as me. I don't
really hear. Yeah, I am as ignorant as you, but I'd be damned if I'm stupid as you.
That's you,
sir,
draw the line.
Have that type. Stupidity. Whatever you say.
Come on, Junior. You know what it is.
Yeah, that is. I don't know what that is.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here. Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll review the headlines and some trending topics. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.